So will this lockdown work to avoid the catastrophe that the Victorian Premier has warned of? I've been speaking with Dr. Sasha Steltzer-Braid. She's a virologist at the University of New South Wales School of Medicine.
Certainly, this is very, very concerning, I would say. We talk about a second wave, and I'm not sure that this is a second wave yet, but it certainly has the potential to be. The numbers that we're seeing are increasing every single day, and that's also because we're doing a lot of testing. It's very concerning.
The Victorian Premier stressed that without new measures, there'd soon be, and these were his words, thousands and thousands of cases. Is that a trajectory you can imagine without further action?
Yeah, certainly. And I think we've seen that overseas, for example, in the US and in Italy early on. The virus is very, very infectious. It transmits easily between people. And so thousands and thousands, without any restrictions, without any lockdowns, I think those sorts of numbers are easily possible.
Now, the cases are not in every Melbourne suburb. They're essentially in a sort of a known corridor, though the Premier says that there has been some leakage. But is it really necessary to lock a whole city down to get on top of this?
I mean, I think so. And I think that it's the right thing to do at the moment. My worry is that there could be other cases that are just beginning. I mean, with this virus, we know that we have about a 7 or 14 day lag before we actually know the true sort of situation. And so people, as we know, can be asymptomatic, can transmit the virus before they show symptoms. So that would be my concern with other parts of Melbourne, is that we perhaps don't know the extent of the infection in those areas.
And why? What's the logic of 6 weeks as opposed to 4 or 8 or some other number?
The difficulty with this virus is that there's potentially quite a long pre-symptomatic period before people actually realise that they're sick. And so that can average about 4 or 5 days, but it can be up until sort of 14 days or in some cases beyond that. So we really need to have this 2-week buffer before we know that anything that we do, any restrictions that we place and any lockdowns that we place is actually having an effect.
And on the 9 public housing towers that have had the hardest lockdown for the last few days while they do the intensive testing there, how should those cases be treated?
So I think most people can be treated at home. So as long as they have someone to care for them or someone to look after them. But if they're in a more high-risk category, then certainly those people should be hospitalised.
And one of the features of the Premier's announcement today was to allow Year 11s and 12s and some Year 10s who are doing the VCE to go back to school face-to-face as of Monday. Is that safe?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fascinating that we haven't seen a lot of outbreaks in schools, and children don't seem to be particularly severely affected by this virus. It's quite different to other respiratory viruses like influenza and respiratory syncytial virus, which can be quite severe in children. And so I think that it's probably a balance of those children in those higher years need to have some structure around their schooling. And it's really difficult because we have to live with this virus for the foreseeable future until we have a really good vaccine.
Virologist Dr. Sasha Steltzer-Braid from the University of New South Wales School of Medicine.